The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Rosemarie O'Brien, Festivals Coordinator for the Town of Collingwood, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. The 25th anniversary of the Collingwood Elvis Festival is scheduled from July the 26th to the 28th. In celebration of this milestone, this year's theme is Homecoming, recognizing and reminiscing with fans, friends, and family about all that makes Collingwood and Elvis so very unique and special. The silver anniversary of the world's largest Elvis Festival will mark the last year the municipality will be hosting this event. You can anticipate an array of tribute artists from around the world, some VIP friends of Elvis, and new shows, including a homecoming after party taking place at the Eddie Bush Memorial Arena on Sunday, July the 28th at 8 p.m. Honoring the festival is the return of the Classic Car Parade. Joining me from the town of Collingwood is Festivals Coordinator Rosemarie O'Brien. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. The Collingwood Elvis Festival is scheduled from July the 26th to the 28th. This marks the 25th anniversary of the world's largest Elvis Festival. Joining me, Festivals Coordinator for the Town of Collingwood, Rosemarie O'Brien. So nice to see you again.
It's always a pleasure, Diana.
So this marks the 25th anniversary of the Collingwood Elvis Festival with this year's theme, Homecoming. How is the town embracing the silver anniversary since this will be the last event produced by the town?
Well, we have some big plans for this year. A silver anniversary is a big special milestone, and we want to make sure that the fans are recognized for all their loyalty and support over those years, and the tribute artists who have been amazing, a lot of them returning year after year to make this so special. So we are changing our souvenir program a little bit this year. It will be a little more costly, but it's going to be like a yearbook. It'll be a retrospective of the entire 24 plus this year years. So it's going to be really, really a special keepsake for people. So we are actually going to include every single tribute artist who has ever been to this festival. So it's a lot of research, a lot of compiling data, but it'll be worth it in the end. It's going to be a fantastic program. And even though this is the final year that the municipality itself is going to be managing and coordinating the festival, it will continue. We're looking to do that through a third-party operator. And I want to remind people, this is how actually the Elvis Festival started, was on a private third-party basis. So that's the homecoming type feel. It's going back to its beginnings, and that will include bringing back some of the things that the municipality was unable to carry on with. So there's a lot of positive going to come out of this. I'm actually kind of excited to see what new ideas, and you know, I mean, I'm not a spring chicken anymore myself, so it'd be nice to get some fresh ideas, some fresh eyes, some youth characteristics in there that might be more appealing. So I'm excited about the possibility of what could happen.
So over the years, we have seen some incredible talented artists. You're just talking about how many came to this festival from around the world. What can we anticipate this year?
Well, believe it or not, I have a couple of milestones that have hit this year, and that is normally we have seen more non-pros register than pros. This year, it's opposite.
Oh.
We've got more pros. And I'm shocked at the international components. We have Australia, the UK, we have Israel, we have India, we have Germany, we have Australia, we have obviously the US and Canada, but it's just a lot of new names that have not been here. So maybe the 25th anniversary is the enticement. Maybe it's the prize money, but it's all good. No matter what the rationale, it'll be great to get some of these international people here.
That's
We're excited.
Amazing. Along with the tribute artists, who are some of the VIP friends of Elvis that have been invited?
Well, we are going to bring back Sam Thompson. Sam has not been here in many, many years. He was part of Elvis's security, but he has such great stories. He's very personable. He's really easy to approach. So I'd like to have Sam back. It's been many, many years. I made a personal request to bring back Cynthia Pepper. Cynthia was the co-star of Kissing Cousins, but that lady has been so supportive over the years of this festival. She actually mentioned our festival by name and me personally by name, which I did not expect or anticipate, in her book. So, I mean, she's just such a loving, warm person. I had to bring her here for our 25th anniversary. She has to be part of this. And we're going to bring Marilyn Mason, who was another co-star of several of Elvis's movies. And again, she is an absolute delight. So if you get a chance to meet them, by all means, please do. We're going to set up a VIP booth where you can go and see them, get autographs and pictures. But also they're going to do a greeting on our Friday morning on our stage, as well as I'm going to feature them with Memphis Jones at our storyteller chat on the Sunday morning edition. So it will be those co-stars and VIPs of Elvis. So it'll be really a cool opportunity.
Aww. So I understand the Classic Car Parade is returning?
It is. We had a lot of very disappointed fans, and we hate to see that happen. So especially for the 25th anniversary, we thought we're going to bring it back. We're going to make it robust. All of the VIPs, all of the headliners, all of the ultimate champions all have to be part of it. It is now in their contract, so you will get to see them in the parade. So it's going to be a very special edition for our 25th anniversary, and we're excited about that. So the parade route is just being finalized, and then it will be available on our website, so people will be able to know exactly where they can position chairs or whatever to see it.
So according to the schedule, there are some new shows taking place. Can you tell us about some of them?
Yes, actually, we're always excited when this happens, some new shows. The Old Town Terrace is doing what they call the First Hurrah on Thursday night, and that's a cool event, and it's going to actually be hosted by Ultimate Champion Jay Dupuis. So that will be at the Leisure Time Center, and tickets are available now. The other thing is Memphis Jones Experience. That's also Thursday night. It's a late night show. It's 9:30 till 11:30 at the Simcoe Street Theater. And if you haven't seen Memphis Jones and his band, you need to check them out because they are so high energy and absolutely fantastic. So that's exciting. We also are bringing an anniversary after party show. So that will be Sunday night. We are actually clearing out the arena after the grand finals, resetting it with tables and chairs, and all our bands, all our VIPs, headliners, and everyone will be there at that party. And the bands are going to spell off the Casino Brothers to give them a chance to have a break and enjoy a bit. So it's going to be a magnificent time. Tickets are not on sale yet. They won't be on sale till probably the end of May because we are bringing in a food caterer and a bar operator. So the food will be there, a bar where you can get a beverage, and we need to know how much that is per person before we can actually set a ticket price. So that's the reason for the delay.
Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your favorite Elvis songs?
Absolutely. There's so many, but this one I'd like to hear, Stuck on You.
Joining me from the town of Collingwood is Festivals Coordinator Rosemary O'Brien. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. shake, shake, sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree-o. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. Squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how love is gonna keep us tied. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. I ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I gotta take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sirree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest, Rosemary O'Brien. So, Rosemary, who are some of the sponsored for this Collingwood Elvis Festival?
We are very excited to have OLG back with us. They have been an incredible partner for at least, I would say, 10 years now. So they're coming back on board. We have, obviously, the town of Collingwood. And we also have Blue Mountain Resort, Livingstone Resort, Visit Blue Mountain, who are accommodation partners, and we thank them so much for their support. Enbridge is on board with us this year. So we have, and we're hoping it'll be the province of Ontario coming back on board. So we're excited. We're still working on our sponsors, but those are the ones that immediately come to mind.
So as you look back over the years, is there something you wished you could have done differently?
Absolutely. Nobody can ever say they don't have something that they would have liked to have done differently. And mine would be bring the real Elvis to Collingwood. Everybody said, what are you going to do next? I said, well, unless I can bring Elvis back to life and bring him here. I'm pretty happy with what I've accomplished and what we've accomplished with the festival, because I set four goals when I was first hired, and I've met all of them. My last one, of course, was bringing Priscilla Presley here, and that was in 2014. So can I consider I've done a good job and be happy with what I've done? Absolutely. Would I have liked to maybe bring Lisa Marie here? Yes. We did reach out to her. She's not very comfortable doing this kind of thing. So I get it. I totally get it. It's a very personal thing. But that, other than that, that's really the only person that I really would have liked to have been able to get here. But other than that, I'm quite happy with what we've accomplished.
So there's an enormous amount of work that goes into producing such an event. So what advice can you provide for someone who would like to start an Elvis Festival?
I run on 3 hours sleep a night. Don't be old. If those don't work, then I would say you just have to do a lot of initial planning. You have to figure out how big you want it, where you see it in 5 years, and how you can guide it towards that. Because we have been instrumental in helping some other festivals get started, and they too have the same kind of challenges. Tweed, for example, they do theirs in a beautiful, a bald diamond type park that has camping surrounding it. that's wonderful, but they're extremely weather dependent. So if they had a really bad year with weather, it could compromise their event. So you need a backup plan of what you can do in case of inclement weather. So that would be one thing right off the hop, I would say. And based on our experience, have a parade. People really love the parade. But other than that, it's just setting a budget and reasonable expectations. Don't try to go too big in your first year, because the first year is your growing year. You need to see what's going to work, what did work, what may not work, and you need to change. So going full guns in the first year sometimes can end up being problematic for you. But that would be my best advice, other than check your dates. Do an extensive search of what's going on the same weekend you're planning your event, because it will impact your attendance numbers. It will impact the fan base you're getting, because if another event that is established is going on the same weekend, chances are those people are going to go to the established one because they trust it. So that's the kind of thing I would say, first off, would be my main advice.
And finally, where can we find tickets and more information?
Always on our website at www.collingwoodelvisfestival.com. It will give everything, including who our tribute artists that are coming this year, what division they're in. It will allow you to buy tickets. It will show you a full schedule of events, where to stay. We have some options on there of that kind of thing. Directions. All of the stuff, we try to keep it very robust for information for people. And for tickets, if you want to go through our website, you could do it online, of course, then. Or if you want to call in, you can call toll-free to Theatre Collingwood at 1-866-382-2200.
Well, thank you, Rosemarie, for being my guest. But before you go, can you please introduce one more Elvis song?
I would love to. I would like Let It Be Me.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
God bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I like to bleed love. Without your sweet love, tell me,
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Rosemarie O'Brien for being my guest and look forward to the 25th anniversary of Collingwood Elvis Festival with this year's theme, Homecoming, scheduled from July the 26th to the 28th. For tickets and more information, visit collingwoodelvisfestival.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.